Hello and welcome to a new pronunciation challenge, everyone. This is your host, Steve, and I've been reading your comments and getting to talk to a lot of you, which is really awesome. And some of you have said that my episodes have been a little bit too fast. So I hope I can slow down a little bit so everyone can understand. Today's sentence comes from a Mickey Mouse video. Cartoons are actually really popular in the USA. A lot of kids watch stuff like Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, or Disney. Now, I really actually like cartoons. I'm pretty excited to watch Frozen 2 when it comes out, I have to admit. But sometimes, as an adult, we can't really watch cartoons. So a pronunciation challenge can be a really good opportunity to watch and talk about cartoons. When I was a kid, I actually didn't watch Mickey Mouse that much. I liked Looney Tunes. I really liked Bugs Bunny. And my favorite was actually Tom and Jerry. Maybe you know it. It's about a cat and a mouse, and the mouse always has to try to run away and fight the cat, and the mouse always wins. I also really liked South Park, which is more of an adult cartoon. I thought it was really funny, even though I didn't understand the jokes. But nowadays, I actually still watch South Park, and I find it to be very funny, and it talks about real-life stuff. So I think there's something amazing about watching cartoons, and I think they're a great way to get a creative boost. And they can also help our imaginations expand, and also, of course, make us happy. Anyway, let's move on to today's pronunciation challenge. Here is the sentence. Excuse me, I still owe you some more change. Excuse me, I still owe you some more change. Okay, let's talk about the pronunciation. Whenever you say excuse me to somebody, you should take a short pause after you say it. Excuse me, where are you going? Excuse me, how can I get to the MRT? Excuse me, where is the bathroom? So there should be a short pause after you say excuse me. The other thing to note is the word still. I still owe you some more change. Maybe you noticed that still is a little bit stronger here. We say it a little bit more loudly because we're emphasizing that something that should have or could have been done is not done, or that something still needs to happen. So when we say still, we often say it more strongly than a lot of the words in the sentence. So listen one more time. Excuse me, I still owe you some more change. Hopefully you can hear that short pause after excuse me and the emphasis on still. All right, and now it is vocabulary time. Word number one is excuse. Excuse. It's a verb. So it means to regard or judge with forgiveness or indulgence, pardon or forgive, overlook. Let's look at an example sentence. Please excuse my lateness. The traffic was so bad today. So I'm late because of the traffic, so I want you to excuse me because it's not my fault. I would have been here on time, but the traffic was really bad, so please excuse my lateness. Let's listen to one more example. Can you excuse her? She just threw up. So she got sick and she threw up, and so maybe somebody wants to talk to her or needs her for something. So you're asking, please excuse her. Leave her alone right now. She just threw up. She's sick. All right, let's move on to word number two. Word number two is oh. Oh. It sounds just like the letter O in the ABCs, but you can say the word with a slight W sound, like oh, I owe you some change. So the definition is to be under obligation to pay or repay. So let's listen to an example sentence. You got me a beer last night. I still owe you money for that. So you bought me a beer last night, and I did not pay you money last night. So now I still owe you money. I need to give you the money for last night's beer. I owe you that money. Or let's listen to one more example. I still owe Johnny $300. Yikes. All right, so you need to give Johnny $300. For what? We don't know. But Johnny gave you $300 or something that is equal to $300, and now you owe him that money back. So when you owe someone money, you are basically just paying somebody back for something that they gave you before. One thing to note is that you don't need to have the word still when you use O. I know we just went through two examples that have the word still. I still owe you, or I still owe Johnny. But you don't need that. I could just say, I owe Johnny $300. The still makes it more strong and shows that there might be a longer time. Like, I still owe Johnny $300. Like, maybe you haven't paid him back and it's really important and you want to do it soon. So you're saying, hey, I still owe him money. I need to make sure I pay him and don't forget. But you don't need still. You could just say something like, I owe him $300, or do I owe you $3 for that beer? All right, the last word today is change. Change. Now, change has a lot of meanings. This is the noun form, referring to money. So here is the definition. A balance of money that is returned when the sum tendered in payment is larger than the sum due. So if you don't understand that, that's okay. Let's go through the example and break it down. Our first example says, that water is 30 cents, and you gave me $1. 70 cents is your change. So change is money you get back. Maybe you go to 7-Eleven, and you buy a piece of bread for 30 cents, and you give the cashier $1. So 100 minus 30 is going to be 70, so you get 70 cents in change back. If you go to a restaurant that costs $25, and you give them $50, you should get $25 change back. That is the change that they owe you. Well, that's it for today's vocabulary and pronunciation. Let's talk about cartoons for just a second. Now, I used to actually watch a lot of Peppa Pig or Peppa Zhu in Chinese last year. I was studying Chinese, and I thought that listening to Peppa Pig would be a good way to improve my Chinese listening, since the vocabulary and the grammar is much more simple than maybe what I would find on the streets of Taiwan. And I actually used to watch a lot of Pororo, the penguin, in Korea too when I was studying Korean. So I think if you are a beginner or an intermediate English learner, you can watch some cartoons and that would be a really good way to boost your listening. Now, if your English is really good or you're an advanced learner, you might need to watch something that's more complicated or complex. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please leave a comment below. You can leave a question, try an example sentence, or tell me which cartoons you enjoy, or which cartoons helped you learn a second language. I will try to reply to as many of you as I can. See you next time. Cheers.